Your News Radio WJPF First Alert forecast on this Friday, October 14th, brought to you by Vogler Motors opposite University Mall in Carbondale. Expect the unexpected with a huge selection of inventory, almost every make out there. Sunny, windy today, high 72, mostly clear tonight, low 42, and tomorrow sunny, high around 70 on Saturday. 721 News Radio WJPF. Joining me in the studio this morning is Robert P. Rickman. Robert P. Rickman is the author of Saluki Marooned, and you are no stranger to a microphone. You are a 1974 SIU grad with a degree in radio TV broadcasting, and you work currently at a radio station in Tennessee. Let me turn your microphone on. There we go.
Hello. Testing.
Testing. There we go.
In the Nashville, Tennessee market, a station called WGNS News Talk, similar to this one, as a matter of fact. We use the same equipment.
And you have spent nearly three decades in the broadcast industry.
That's correct.
My first question for you is, how do you go from radio broadcasting to being an author?
With a great deal of difficulty.
Really?
Yes.
I would think that maybe the news writing, the editing and news writing might kind of transfer over into book writing.
Well, it does. But it also gives the person the idea that he, meaning me, knows how to do it. And when I started writing this book, I thought, well, I should be able to write a novel. And I started in 2003, and then I was wandering around the Fainter Building, which is easy to do at SIU. And
yes, it is.
Yes. I did a lot of wandering until I stumbled into the English department, and I found Nathan Beck, who was an instructor there at SIU, and he became my editor in 2008. And then I learned that because I was a broadcast writer and had a lot of experience writing and broadcasting, I didn't know anything about character development. You don't do that in news, developing characters. And plots. In news, you don't have a plot. I mean, you just report what's going on. So he taught me all of that. I have the ability to write, but I did not have the knowledge at the time about how to write a novel. I had a bunch of stories, interesting stories about broadcasting, and they were in kind of a mixed order. I started characters, major characters in the middle of the book, and he suggested, well, maybe, you know, you might want to start your major character at the beginning of the book, that type of thing. So a broadcast writer does not necessarily know how to write a novel.
Your novel is called Saluki Marooned, the title of it, Saluki Marooned. I like the title. I love the title. I even like the cover of the book. It's maroon kind of a color. What's about?
It's about somebody about my age in 2009 who, and you've probably seen this type of person in broadcasting, is a nervous person, drinks a lot of coffee, could explode at any moment.
Oh, yes.
There's a lot of people like that in broadcasting. Well, this person loses job after job after job. And by the time he's 58, he's working at a testing company for $10 an hour. And he's really starting to lose it. And he goes home to his trailer in Chicago, a trailer he's owned since 1989, in his old beat-up car. And he drinks a lot of coffee and decides he's going to clean it for the first time in 6 months. And he uncovers a bag that says 1976, 1776 to 1976, and in that bag is a photo of a girl he went to college with at SIU about 40 years ago, and a bottle of vodka and some pills. He took the pills, drank some of the vodka, and he found himself on the Saluki coming down here.
How much of this book is taken from your own life experiences?
Well, the proper answer is none of it. None whatsoever. However, my mother saw some correlation.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to say that going to SIU, there's a lot of, that's the whole book is about SIU, and that it concentrates on SIU broadcasting. As a radio and TV major back in 1971, you see this 58-year-old guy goes to Campus Lake, falls asleep underneath some canoes, and wakes up in 1971. And he has a college ID in his pocket, looks at it, and that's him. So now a guy who is 20 with a 58-year-old brain is trying to go through college again.
That sounds really interesting. It sounds like it'd be a great journey to read this book. And was it a good experience writing the book? Was it a good journey for you? Was it kind of like therapy in a way?
No. What it was enjoyable putting the building the characters, thinking up the plots, and writing it down. That was enjoyable. It wasn't, I cannot say it was therapy. At times, I got really upset because some of these scenes are pretty grim. The beginning of the book is about a person who's breaking down. Mm-hmm. And I would sit at coffee shops with a laptop computer writing this out. And I remember one time, it really put me in a miserable mood. You know, would you like some more coffee, sir?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. The very first sentence of chapter one, there is something wrong with my emotional thermostat.
Yes.
That's how you start the book. Why did you write the book?
Well, I went to Europe in 1999 for a month in Great Britain, and I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do. I was in the weather business and aviation. I'm a pilot, and wasn't doing very well. And when I came back, I decided I'm going to write a novel because I thought I was a good writer. You know, I was a good broadcast writer, still am, I think. And that's when I decided to do it. And then I thought, well, I need to write about something. And that was the hard part. And I needed something to hold my attention. And I really enjoyed going to SIU. That was one of the high points of my life. And I thought, that's going to hold my attention. And I can visit campus, and I could take photographs of the places I was at and build from that. And that's why I decided to write about SIU.
I'm talking with Robert Rickman. He is the author of Saluki Marooned. You had a book signing.
Yes, I did. And I met, this was a surprise, the first radio station I worked at commercially after WSIU and WIDB was WRAJNN. It's no longer there. And I'm standing there talking to the people, and I saw this man come in. I thought, it can't be. It was Don Mitchell. He owned WRAJ. I hadn't seen him for more than 35 years. I stopped everything and talked to him. It was amazing. He had seen it on the web, you know, my website, and had decided to come in. And he lives in Anna. It was really something, because I thought I caused him a lot of trouble back in the 70s. I was pretty rambunctious back then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of us, radio is a fun industry. There's highs and lows.
Mm-hmm.
I, like you, have been in this industry nearly, 25 plus years. And I can look back and say it's been fun. I've made a lot of good friends. But final thoughts from you, Robert, about either the broadcast industry or your new career as a writer?
Well, it's going to be to the side of broadcasting and some other businesses. One of the hardest parts of it is actually promoting it. You have two sides of this. One is writing, where you're introverted and you're in your own head. And now I'm on the radio talking about it.
You're out and about, yes. And that's where your broadcasting experience comes in.
Yes.
Robert Rickman, thank you for joining us. It's 7:30.